Welcome to the Embodiment Conference 2020, also on behalf of the whole team behind the scenes. Thank you for your attention to another amazing presentation about intimacy and relationship. My name is Ilan Stefani and it's my pleasure to be sponsoring this channel, as I deeply believe that aliveness, embodiment, intimacy, relationship are key to individual and global change. My ongoing somatic research is focused on more and more aliveness for each and every one of us. I tune into the fields of collective trauma, of intimacy, of love and rage, shadow work, and higher level of energy. If you are curious about my work, you might want to catch my presentation on this channel as well as on the main stage. And you can also head over to my website, ilanstefani.com. My methods have been described as an embodiment training for warriors. However, you are so welcome to find out yourself. I teach online and in person. I teach in German as well as in English. Thank you for your attention and please enjoy the following presentation.
Great. So this was our sponsor for this channel, Ilan Stefani, and you might have seen that video before, and she thanks the team. And when speaking about the team, I did my best to manage this channel, but when Kat got on board, it made my life so, so much easier. So I'm really, really happy that you get to also offer, because you're not only an admin, but you also have valuable gifts. And therefore, we are about to hear from you how to get from head strong to heart smart and feeling skills for overthinkers, which is something I think I should really dive into as well, because I tend to overthink. And your background, aside from being an amazing, I say co-manager of this channel, is that you're a massage therapist, reflexologist, and Reiki practitioner. And I learned about another practice that I didn't know about before, which is the Amanea practitioner role, which is an emotional release technique I didn't know about, but you'll share some more about it. And you've also studied health and community studies in your past at some point and had like kind of a previous life before entering into this life full of body work, practicing yoga loads and meditation and other practices and being part of the Embodiment Conference. So I'm really, really excited because I think you're one of the people that I can only describe as a mood booster for the team, very positive and cheerful with an incredible capacity to listen and also holding a balance of getting shit done, but also being such a caring, caring person. So I'm really looking forward to your session now.
Oh, I feel really moved by that. Thanks, Christina. It's so lovely to be introduced by somebody who knows me. I'm just going to take a moment to receive that. Thank you. And I've sort of said as people were coming in, my intention for this session is that as many people come up into this panelist space as possible. So with regard to autonomy, you choose, but if you want to come and join us up here, if you raise your electronic blue hand, you can have your camera on or off, that's okay. But it just helps with some of the practices that I'm going to do. I like to see at least the squares of you, if not the faces, but you also get to see some other people. And I just think in these sort of weird, separate sort of screen lives that we've got, that we can be a little bit creative about how we kind of sort of create connection. And so this is my creative way of like breaking the rule a bit and saying, let's get as many, it's like an Iggy Pop stage rush. I want as many people on the stage as possible. And so for those of you who are doing that, who are coming in, you can switch your view to gallery view. That won't affect the recording. You still won't be seen on the recording. And that just means that you can see a few other humans, look at that, in this virtual conference. And that just that feels like a really nice warm place to start. And you can, if you're shy, you can have a think about it. And if you change your mind halfway through the session, you can come in at any time. So if you raise your hand, you can join us. And the other thing I wanted to say about that is we have this weird idea, don't we, that we have to show up in a certain way, that we have to look a certain way, that we can't be in our pajamas and still be still have a right to be here. That's nonsense. So whatever state you're in, you can come and you can have your camera off or on, whatever feels comfortable. Good. Okay. And so for those of you who are watching on the recordings, it doesn't matter that you're not in the room. Like this we're creating a kind of vibe here. So you can just imagine that there's a nice big warm room full of people that you are now part of, even if you're watching on the live stream or later on in the recording. So just, I want you to kind of hold that idea that we're doing this work together. And I'll talk a bit more about that later. And I'll try and keep an eye on my timing. Maybe Christina, can you give me like a 10-2 wave just so I know that, yeah, great, thank you. So we're gonna start by just doing a little kind of connecting practice, which just involves the breath before we get started. So this is a you, them, and then us practice. So we're gonna do 3 breaths. I'll show you how we do them. As we breathe in, we bring our arms up. And as we exhale, we coffee plunge them down the front of our body. And we'll do 3 rounds of that, and I'll just cue you as to what the flavor of each round is, if you like. So the first one is for you. So dropping your arms down by your sides. And as you inhale, this is a big inhale just for you. Inhaling, raising your arms above your head just for you, a nice stretch for you and your body. And then exhaling, bringing the arms down the front, coffee plunge of that. Ground that magic. Okay, beautiful. And then the next one is for everyone else in the room. So as you're inhaling, I want you to connect to, think of, look at everyone else in the room. Inhaling, this breath is for everyone else. Nice. And those of you who can see the people on the screens, just see what that does to you as you watch, you know, everyone's doing a synchronized breathing, almost synchronized. We'd never make a synchronized swimming team, but we're close enough. And then this one is for us. So for this breath, you are taking in you and everyone else in the room. So breathing in, connected to your own body, but also connected to everyone else that's taking part in this session, live or recorded. And then coffee plunge of that all the way down. Breathing. Beautiful. And I sort of lean into these techniques because my genuine belief is that we do this stuff together. Like we may be doing the work of moving from head to heart, like in our own bodies on our own, but it's a collaborative effort and we're supported by the people around us that are doing that work. I will bang on about that quite a lot because that is my thing. So my first confession is that I'm a massive overthinker. And I think the driving force behind that is I'm a bit of a control freak. And so I spend a lot of time up in my head. And so the practices that I want to kind of share with you are practices that I rely on quite a lot to help me come back into my body. And I have a sort of a story about this session, actually, which is I had a plan, my brain, my mind and I had a plan for this presentation, which was like, you know, watertight, amazing plan. And about a week before it's happening, I start getting these kind of messages from my body and from watching the conference that maybe the plan that I had is not really what I should be doing. And not that there was anything wrong with it, but it just didn't kind of feel right. And so what ensued was this like massive argument basically between my head, which wanted to be in control of the whole thing, and my body, which was like, no, that's not the session you need to run. And I spent, you know, a couple of days in argument with myself, which is always fun. I don't know if the overthinkers in the crowd can recognize that. You can just give me a little wave if that resonates. And so eventually, so how that showed up for me, sorry, the sort of argument from my body. Good morning, Karen. Was a sort of a lot of tiredness and not much enthusiasm for the idea. Like my brain was on board, but the rest of my body was like, yeah, we're not sure about that, Kat. And so I know, because I've been working with these practices for years and I've been working with bodies for years, that at some point I have to listen to that. So I sort of, there was a moment of sort of surrender and I allowed, and for me it feels like this, I allowed the sort of truth of my heart and the truth of my body to kind of come up and influence my mind. Now that might feel, for those of us who are in our heads a lot, that might feel like, what is she talking about? But that's sort of my experience of learning to use both the head and the heart together, and sort of to tap into all this incredible wisdom that exists below the red line, actually below the neck. And so that's a little bit what I want to share with you. A bit of background as to sort of who I work with and why the heart is like such an important starting point for me, really. So I work with people like me, basically, sort of a lot of thinkers, people who are quite headstrong. I work with sort of, you know, some A types. I work with a lot of kind of poker players who are all like analytical. And I work with people who are drawn to sort of analysis and thinking things out, and who rely on their mind because it's an incredible tool to help them navigate life. But who are kind of comfortable with intellect and ideas. That's a lot of the people that I work with. But who are sort of less experienced at feeling, who either don't necessarily know the value of it or don't exactly know what to do with it. Like, oh, I feel stuff in my body, but I don't, like, what do I do with it? My mind wants to understand how to manage it. But they're curious, right? So they either want to kind of up their game in terms of emotional intelligence, or sort of body wisdom, or they like are in positions where they need to be better at that. So I work with a couple of chief execs who are like, you know, I'm really good at the numbers and the stuff, but I'm not so good at the people stuff. Or they're just tired, like their minds are tired. They're like, this is an exhausting way to kind of move through life. And I want to find, some alternative options. And so that's kind of, in a nutshell, the work that I do and who I work with. And I work with bodies. So I work with people to sort of help tap into their own emotional state, to understand others' emotional state, and to soften. So they might come to me wanting to understand others, but actually the starting point is we have to understand ourselves first. And to soften and to find, as I say, this like treasure chest of alternative ways of navigating through life. So I'm pretty good on time. I'm happy with my timing. So my mind is very happy with the timing so far. So I want to talk before we go into the practices a little bit about why I start with the heart, or why one of my preferred kind of ins, if you like, is the heart. But I'm just going to have a little sip of water, encouraging you to do the same. Hydrate. So for me, the heart is like a doorway into the body. And I use that expression that comes from the Amine practice that I will touch on later. There are different doorways in the body. And for me, the heart is an incredibly sort of powerful one. And so sort of for me to move from my mind, which is loves science and psychology and philosophy and ideas stuff, into my body, the starting point for me really was through the heart. So I just want to do a quick, I'm just going to open the chat so I can see this. I want to know, give me just a yes in the chat if like you have ever felt your heartbeat, if you've ever felt heartache or heartbreak or the swelling of your heart when you're in love or something kind of joyful happens. So if any of those experiences are like, yeah, yes, 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 yes with an exclamation mark. Yes, and if you, as you're commenting in the chat, if you include panelists and attendees, and everyone can see. Yes, right. So, of course, like most people have an experience, even if they are head dominated, they have an experience where they have felt their heart in some way. So they might have done a run and, you know, they can feel like, I don't know if anyone has felt their spleen, for example, but like, I can't feel my spleen working, but I can feel my heart working physically. And I can feel sensations in my heart that let me know that there's something kind of potent and powerful about it. For me, I'm a bit, you know, I'm a bit simple. So I need like, it needs to be a bit obvious. Like, and for me, the heart is like a really obvious place to start, right? We know what it looks like. We have stories about it in our culture and across cultures, like the heart appears, the icon of the heart appears in many things. It's the center of our life, right? We know that when it stops, we stop. So it can be quite galvanizing for that. And it's, so for me, and also it's a focused place. So when we talk about working with the body, for those of us who are up in our heads a lot, we're like, well, where do I start? Like, there's this whole body, like I need somewhere to start. So the heart for me is like a nice focal point, not simple at all, but a place to start. So that's just a little bit of context about why the heart. So the other thing about the heart is it's sort of mythically and intellectually connected to our emotions, right? We feel, like we were saying, we feel heartache, heartbreak, we feel things in the heart. And so I just want to come into emotional conversation just for a few moments. I want to know from you in the chat, what kind of things you do when you're feeling a strong emotion in the heart or in the body and you're trying to avoid it? What do you do instead? Like, what are your reactions? Exercise, yeah. Clean, love that, eat chocolate. I don't avoid it, yeah, marvelous. Let us know how you do that. Noella, thanks, let it flow. Dance, alcohol, yeah, make a list. Cook, clean, read, do something, right? Drink wine, yeah, there's a few alcohol references in here. Dance, work, be busy, growl. I like that. We might do a little bit of that later. All right. Try to get away from it. Do something mindless. Yeah, journal, move the body. So we've got a combination here of like going towards it and definitely moving away from it. Hold the breath. Plan. Yes, right. Let's come back to the mind. Let's come back to the mind and let the mind take over because the heart is like doing a crazy thing. Talk to someone. Great. Intellectualize. Yeah, right. I had that, like I'm feeling something and my mind wants to explain it, analyze it, categorize it, put it in a box and know what to do with it. Like that's a common response to me. Great, make to-do list, yeah. And so what I call all of this stuff, these are great examples and keep them coming. I really want you to share. And a reminder for those of you not in the panelist room, you're so welcome to come and join us. So you raise your electronic hand, you then get to see some other faces, which can be really nice in this strange separateness time. Yeah, great, let's get everyone. I want an Iggy Pop stage rush, that's what I want. I want everyone in. great, so yeah, letting my heart leads me to overfeeling most times. Right, so not overthinking, but overfeeling too. Yes, Noella. So there's like, sometimes we get this thing where we're like, I don't know what to do with it because it's too much. Like, so there's a kind of avoidance pattern, like I'm going to numb it, I'm going to do, you know, write some to-do list, have some alcohol. Or there's like, it's overwhelming. And this is, I hear this a lot. Am I going to crowd surf? Maybe. Never been done before. We end up in what I call the dance of avoidance. So we're like, how am I going to get away from feeling this thing? So I want to share some techniques with you that give you some alternatives to the dance of avoidance. That is my intention for the bulk of this session. So before we do that, let's do another one of those breaths together, just so we can kind of unify and I can get some oxygen in my body. So we're going to arms down by your sides again. And when you're ready, 3, 2, 1, inhaling all together. Looking at the screen, if you can see folks, and exhaling. Like it. This is like the dancing warm up to the crowd surfing. I like that. All right, cool. So if I have time, and we'll feel our way through it a little bit. Three slightly different techniques I want to play with you because we're all different, right? So we all have preferences for different ways of working, or there's just things that feel like more juicy than others. So I want to give you a little selection of a little smorgasbord to play with. And we're just going to do a few minutes of each. So this is not a deep dive into these practices. It's just a taster. You to get a little experience and go, oh, that's really good for me. So then you can take that away and do that in your, you know, time out of the conference, away from the screen. So the first one really is just a just a sort of little embodied, just a little exploration, just a kind of a meditative practice. So what I want to say as a reminder is everything that I'm sharing, it's up to you whether you do it or not. So just listen to your own body, and if it doesn't feel like it's something that you're interested in, then you don't need to do it. The other thing that I want to say about any meditative practice, this one and the third practice that we'll do, is just be aware of your own comfort level. So because we're coming into the body with a meditation, if that feels like you're getting a bit lost in there, or it feels a little bit too intense, just bring your awareness up and out a bit. So just pan out. You might even open your eyes or have a little look around the room. So just hold yourselves with this practice. Okay, it's not a big long practice, but just be mindful if something's beginning to feel a bit shaky that you just kind of come up and out. That's okay. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to get you to do is just orientate yourself in the space. So, and you can turn your cameras off if you want to, or it's totally fine if you don't want to be, if that helps you go in a bit, then you can do that. So just have a little move around. And then we're going to just take a look over our left shoulder. Or it doesn't matter which one you start with. And turn your body slightly so that sort of the psoas muscle gets a bit activated. And just see what you can see over your left shoulder. And maybe you can see like a plant or a book, or let your eyes settle on one thing. And then gently come back to center and looking over the other shoulder. You might look behind you a little bit as well. Again, just picking out maybe a color that you can see. And then coming back to center, breathing all the time. And then looking up to the ceiling. And down to the floor, just check out your feet, your body a little bit. And you orientate yourself, and then bringing your head back to center, somewhere comfortable, somewhere a little bit balanced. And if you're comfortable, just beginning to drop in now. So close your eyes or soften your gaze so you can drop away from the screen and the other folks in the room. And we're just going to soften down the front line of the body. So noticing and softening the area between your eyebrows. If you can, softening the jaw. Let the tongue be soft. Inviting some softness to the breath. Can you let your belly be soft? Feeling your connection with your bum to the seat and softening there. And softening down the legs. And letting the feet be soft. Just inhaling up the spine, bringing a little bit of dignity to your posture, nothing too rigid, but just have a little structure so you don't block completely. And then placing one hand on the area over your heart, so wherever that feels appropriate for you. And just letting yourself listen to the heart. We're just exploring this space. And some people find it helpful to picture their heart. So if that helps you connect, you can imagine what your heart looks like. the tactile among us, coming to what your hand feels like on this part of your body, noticing the skin to skin connection. And for anyone who's holding their breath, just gently inviting a little bit of breath into the space where your heart lives. Can you explore around the heart? So maybe have a moment behind the heart. And the busy-minded, noticing what thoughts come. And thanking them. And bringing your awareness back to the heart. And the inquiry really is, like, how does your heart feel just right now? What is going on in here? Maybe even what does it need? And if you can't feel anything or connect with anything, that's okay. Being present for one more minute. Breathing. And then when you're ready, just gently drawing your awareness back up from your heart, back up into your head for a moment. Gently dropping your hand away from your heart if you're ready for that. And opening your eyes to come back to the space and doing that nice and slowly, so there's no rush. Great, thanks, Mark. Yeah, and my invitation is for those who are willing that you can pop in the chat anything, really anything that you connected to in that session. So it might be a physical sensation or it might be an emotion, or I tried not to kind of make suggestions too much. I wanted that to be quite an open inquiry. But it needs more. Yeah, that's a really interesting observation. So as we come out of this practice noticing, I'm glad that's over, or I want more of that, or the sort of moment of truth we call that, as you come out of the practice, like, What have we discovered about spending time in sort of inquiry with our heart? Great. Mine feels a little jumpy, but it feels warm, actually. I think every time I'm doing work like this, there's a big warmth that comes in. Relax. There were sounds coming to me. Yes. Oh, I like that you said that. We're going to play a little bit with that shortly. I'm very lonely. I need to draw strength from the heart and from within. Thanks, Lisa, for sharing that. That touches me. And I, with this work, a lot of this work is about acknowledging how we are. You know, this is our starting point. How am I feeling? acknowledging it so that we can begin to make some choices about what we do with it outside of the dance of avoidance, which is also part of the process. Feeling the depth of my heart. I could just read these for the next for the next half an hour. Like the prompt of feeling behind the heart. Right, I like that one. Sometimes we like, there's a lot of focus on the front of the heart, but there's mystery and magic and things to learn from the spaces around the side, the back, underneath. I mean, you can really get into this like exploration. Out of my head now, as they say, which is great. Right, amazing to hear that, Noella. Simple practice just for coming out of the head and spend time sort of intimately getting to know ourselves, right? Okay. Yeah, pressure. Oh, okay, I would love to just spend time in the chat and listening to those. I'm gonna move on to the next practice, which we're just gonna do for a very short amount of time. As a comparative practice. So the practice we've just done is a sort of meditative, spending time with, neutral kind of practice. There's other ways to work with the body. So we can work with the body to foreground things, to sort of bring some more focus to things, to bring some more awareness. And then there's sort of ways of kind of cathartically working with the body, which is similar to the Amine practice that I do. Which I'll talk a little bit about shortly. And then there's like soothing practices, like going and getting a massage or holding yourself, which we'll do a tiny little bit of at the end. So there's lots of different ways to work with the body. The first one we just did was a kind of neutral, meditative, let things come to the surface as they want. This practice, which we're just going to do for a couple of minutes, because otherwise I'm going to run out of time, is a little bit of sound and movement practice. So this is a little bit of foregrounding, so we can kind of bring a bit of energy and up the sensation a bit to see what's going on. Again, look after your body. If this feels too intense, don't do it. It's not huge movements, but just be mindful of your own needs. And if you're sharing a space with anyone, then just let them know that you might be making a bit of noise, just in case that sort of surprises them a bit. So this is, for those of you that know yoga, this is based a bit on cat-cow. We're gonna do some movement through our chest, and then I'm gonna introduce a sound. So I'm just gonna do this with my camera so you can see a little bit more. So you're gonna put your hands on your knees to give you a bit of leverage, and then we're just gonna move the chest forwards and backwards. So for those of you that know cat-cow, this is like a kind of seated version of cat-cow. So you're moving your heart forwards and then you're pulling it in. So it's useful for me to see people doing this a bit so I know that I've got the cueing right. If this doesn't make sense, let me know. So you're breathing in and out. And we're breathing in and out a bit more through the mouth this time, just to shake things up a bit. So just whatever. It doesn't have to be fast. I think we have a tendency as overthinkers to kind of want to do everything really bloody quickly. Somebody said to me the other day, enlightenment is slowing down, and I really like that. So just moving and not moving to your absolute max. Like, let's not push our bodies, shall we? So you're just moving to get a bit of space in the area behind the heart, the spine, and in the front of the heart, opening up a bit. And remembering to breathe. So breathing in. And we're gonna introduce a bit, and there isn't like a really right way to do this. So just moving in the way that feels good, just moving through the chest area. And then we're gonna introduce a sound, and the sound is yum. So for those of you who might be familiar with om, this is a variation on the sound of om. This is the sound of the heart. And you are invited to make that sound however it works for you. So I'm going to kind of cue a few things, but you make the noise however you want, in a way that you can feel it in the chest. So you're yum. So I'm being quite loud right now, but you can be quiet to start if you want to be. Yum, 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 yum. And you can be high pitched or low pitched, whatever your natural sound is, and just play with it. The intention is that you get to feel some vibration or some movement of the sound in your chest. Yum. I love this noise. Yum. And let's just do that for 30 more seconds without me talking. Yum. And then slowly bringing that to stillness and placing your hand on your heart and just listen for 30 seconds. You might close your eyes. And again, you're welcome to share in the chat how that felt or what that did for you and your body. And I just want to do a little moment to honour, where is she? There she is, Michelle Bartolo, who is on this call, who is inspiration for some of these practices. Michelle has been a yoga teacher of mine for a very long time and is a very, very dear friend and is very wise. The A part of the sound was very opening, the soothing, yawning. Yeah, let that come. So I said at the beginning, we have this sort of weird idea that we're supposed to show up in a certain way. Yawn away. Yawning is a way that your body is expressing itself and wanting to release. Very natural, expansive. Energized, great, amazing, awake, vibration, yawn, yodel, is that yodel? Yeah, I noticed my voice was doing this thing at some point. Yeah, yodel, okay, cool. Yeah, let's make more noise. I was moaning actually the other day that all of the devices that I have seem to make noises. I'm like, I don't want to hear more human noises and less beeps. Right, yeah, let's yodel. I don't know if I know how to yodel. We can maybe try in the crowd surfing section of this session. Hey, I've got to keep an eye on time. Okay, so that's a slightly foregrounding practice, or it's a practice to use vibration and movement to begin to rattle things a bit, to shake up the sort of snow dome of everything that we contain in our body all the time. So I like that. I use that a lot when I was going through a particularly difficult emotional time where I didn't know what to do with the emotions that were in my body. They were super powerful. And so I was kind of doing cat-cow on my hands and knees, actually, and making that sound as a way of allowing things to move without them going through the computer of the brain. You know, I just was like, oh, I just want to give space to this sensation in the body, without having to understand it or analyze it or fix it, actually. So that can be a useful practice for that. And also, if you just know that there's something going on and you want to get it to the surface, go, right, what is this? You know, let's turn the volume up on this one a little bit. That might be why you would use that. And just, you know, if it resonates, great. If it doesn't, then it's not the practice for you. Okay, we've got a YouTube video on yodeling. I'm not going to be able to watch that right now, but I'm going to come back to it. Okay, so that's the second practice, which is a bit more of a foregrounding practice. Let's take another breath together. Let's do that. I quite like that. So again, feet on the floor, arms by your sides, and breathing in. Oh, the little stretch. Oh, we're getting more synchronized, folks, and exhaling down the front of the body. Look at that. We'll be in the Olympic breathing team before you know it. Yeah, yummy. Oh yeah, I mentioned the sound. So there's a different sound that resonates with different points of the body, chakras, if you're aware of that model of working. And yum or yam is the sound of the heart, but we say it yum. Well, I say it yum. I don't know if that's how you're supposed to say it, but Okay, take a little moment to check my notes. Good. All right. So this final practice is inspired by the AMNE practice that I have. So AMNE is a type of emotional release therapy. And we're not going to do an AMNE session because that wouldn't be appropriate. But I'm going to take some of the cues from AMNE and the touch points from AMNE. AMNE sort of weaves together breath, touch on the body, and sort of emotional coaching. It's incredibly powerful. I love it as a practice. My teacher is a chap called Eric Lippin, who runs the AMNE school in Europe, in Belgium. And I learned so much from him, but from going through that training, really, about my own emotional territory. You know, the training dives into our own stuff so that we can be there for others. And really, that's the kind of heart. AMNE, can somebody pop that in the chat for Sarah? Thanks. Unusual name, no one can ever remember it. That we do all this work on ourselves so that we can then come and hold space for other people doing the work. So it was an incredibly powerful and healing process for me to go through. So I'm really touched by that practice. So we're just going to do a very short sort of play with some of the techniques. So again, coming back to comfortable, make sure you're sort of centered in some way, so you're not, you know, wonky staring at the screen. Let's come back to placing our hands on our hearts. I'm just going to get you not to close your eyes for a minute, though, because I need to show you something on the body. So can everybody see that? Okay, so we're going to walk our fingers down the underneath of the collarbone. So you can find the collarbone, which is like hard. And then just underneath that, there's a like soft bit. You're going to walk your fingers down there till they meet in the middle. And then you're going to walk your fingers down the breastbone, sternum. This is the section that we're going to work, right? So this section from just underneath the collarbone down. See that? Don't go too far down, because then you get into this really soft bit called the xiphoid process, and we don't want you pressing on that. So you're just going to come down from where the collarbones meet, down the midline of the chest. And what I'm going to invite you to do is press your fingers gently-ish down until you find a spot that is interesting, okay? So there might be a little physical sensation, or you might be drawn to a little spot there. You're like, oh, I don't know why I want to be here, but I want to be here. Or there's a little nook for you to be in. So just find an interesting space. And if none of it feels interesting, just pick a point in the middle. This is not a precise science at all. You just pick a spot. And then I'm going to get you to take your thumb, if you can do this, and place your thumb on the place that's interesting. And hold it there, and you're gonna like press a little bit. So you're gonna be in a little bit of a dance with the sensation or your body. And for this bit, you can now close your eyes or soften your gaze and begin to come in again. So taking a breath, maybe picturing your heart or using the physical pressure that you're applying as a way to connect to this part of your body. And you are invited to just explore this spot. So you might like almost massage it a little bit, like by drawing little circles around it. And the breath I want to encourage you to use here is in and out through the mouth. So we're often used to breathing in through the nose. A bit of a kind of controlled way of breathing. We're just going to loosen. It doesn't matter if it's the left or the right thumb, Lisa, whichever is most comfortable. Thank you for asking that. So breathing in and out through the mouth, and that might sound a little bit like this, and it's not a fast breath. It's not like a holotropic breath or a alchemy of breath. You're just breathing in. Ah. allowing the breath to be full. So we often cheat ourselves of complete breath. So breathing all the way in. And breathing out. And playing with the pressure. So you're definitely not trying to drill a hole in your chest. There's a loving, something loving about the pressure, but it's definitely, you're pressing, you're not tickling. And if your thumb gets tired, you can swap it over, it's okay. Just noticing the contact between thumb and heart. It feels like it's changing, or the tissue of the skin might be getting harder or softer. Remembering to breathe. And again, if anything feels intense, just coming up and out and holding your heart. You lead the way. Again, we're just going to do one more minute. You might want to move a little bit, the thumb up or down. You've decided that spot's not very interesting anymore. Bringing in loving pressure. And when you're ready, just release the pressure. And again, for the last time, placing your hand on your heart. Noticing what's there now. And when you're ready, coming back towards the out of your space and into the space around you. Continuing to hold your heart if you need that. So sometimes when we come out of practices, we find it come out gently. That's my invitation. So if you need to continue to hold your heart, you can. Great. And again, the invitation is for us to share in the chat anything that you notice. Anything that's kind of in your field of awareness now, discomfort, yeah, being gentle with that. So this practice is about a little bit about coming to those spaces that feel like there's something going on, and that can show up as discomfort or sharpness or lots of yawning, yes, discomfort, yeah, being very, yeah, tender, yes. How does that feel, Lisa, to have, to be connecting with your tenderness? The heart is tender, isn't it? It's very tender. Yeah, so this can be, okay, uncomfortable, yeah. Warmth and relief. I felt a shift from sort of quite a place of quite a sort of hardness into something a bit softer. It was emotional, tender, soreness. So I just want to hold the space for that at the moment, the tenderness, the soreness, the emotional stuff that's coming up. For those of you that it felt like for that, if you continue to hold your heart and do a few more of these inhalations and exhalations through the mouth. We keep meeting that. Curious, tightness. Happy at the same time, slowed down. And no wonder the mind sometimes doesn't want to come here, right? With all of that with all of that going on. So that's why the invitation is to be very gentle with this session. And I'm gonna also encourage you sort of afterwards to maybe not rush into the next thing that you have to do, but spend a bit of time just being with yourself. Awareness, I need a massage. Yes, right. So our body going, oh, hold on a minute. Thanks, I'm glad you're here. We've been trying to get your attention for a little while. There's a few things coming up on our agenda that need some attention. So actually I want to do a little sort of self-care practice. So particularly for those of you that were feeling that was a bit uncomfortable and this emotion's coming up, not to suppress those, but just to know that you can hold yourself with those. We will do, let's do self-care pose or a version of it. So let's first of all, gently opening your arms out to the side so we get a cheeky stretch in. And then as you close and bringing one arm to the side of your heart, so that would be here, and the other arm to your shoulder, no particular side, whichever feels natural, and then just letting your head drop in and down, and you might close your eyes. And letting yourself be held. So the touch that we're bringing to our body here is the touch that we would bring to somebody that we really dearly love. I want to give them a hug and hold them in whatever experience they're having. We hold ourselves in whatever experience we're having. And very gently, when you're ready, again, no rush for that, but coming out of that practice. Noticing if you need more of that too. Rushing into sleep at 2 a.m. It's very late here, getting sleepy and need to head to bed. Thanks, darling, and Mark, yeah. Thanks for being here. Your presence is really important. Thank you. And a sort of reminder that we are doing this work in our own bodies, but when we do it collectively, there's something extra that comes from that, the support or the knowledge that, like, it's not the Kat Moyle show, do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of us experiencing similar things, and when we confess to that stuff, when we open up to it, it loosens it a bit. And when we move through the practices together, I don't know, I don't have the magic to describe it, but there is something about doing this work together for me that feels, maybe because we're kind of community beings or collective beings, you know, there is an extra thing that comes when we do this work in union with others, even though the work is for ourselves. Okay, I'm getting a time wave. Oh man, gotta get this one wrapped up. Okay, I'm supposed to tell you what I've told you now. We did a series of practices for helping you move out of this space into this space. So we did a spend time with it, listen, a movement and sound practice to foreground stuff, and a touch practice to come into something a bit deeper, and then a self-care practice to hold yourself at the end. My invitation is to continue to reflect, to try these practices whenever you feel like you need them, and to get support, right? So this is what I'm saying about we do this stuff together. If you need support, we're not supposed to do all of this stuff on our own. So reach out to the support network that you have, or this community, or practitioners that you've come across that you like. We do this work for ourselves, but we do it together, and also it influences other people. So how we show up in the room has a powerful ripple effect on other people. So supporting ourselves to do this work so that we can spread that to others is my shtick, really. And you can, you know, practice listening to the heart with small things. You know, my teacher, Eric Lippin, that I was talking about, has this wonderful example of when he started to listen to his heart, he would like ask it what ice cream flavor it wanted instead of letting his head decide, you know, because his head was like, you should totally have, you know, Haagen-Dazs because it's like, that's the thing that everyone's eating these days. But he's like, but my heart wants Ben and Jerry's. And so we start with these small practices so we can begin to tune in more and more and more. I'm going to say one more thing and then I'm going to hand back to Christina. I am doing a longer program on this work, which I'm starting in about 3 weeks' time, which will be a month-long exploration of Headstrong to Heart Smart. And I'm asking our tech, yes, thank you, Nastia. There's a special offer deal for anyone who's on the conference on that. If you go to that secret-space page on my website, then you will get sent a kind of discount code for that. And more that will be in the email that I send you. All right, let's just do one more connecting breath together and then we'll, I know I'm squeezing the announcements, but all right, arms down by your sides. Thank you so much for showing up for this session, whether you're here live or watching on the recording. Let's do one big breath. Inhaling together, synchronized breath team, Olympic champions, and all the way down the front. Thank you so much for coming. Thanks for Christina for allowing me the space to do a session. Stay in touch, folks. And thanks for the Iggy Pop stage rush. We got quite a few of us in here. I was very happy about that. It's really nice to see your faces. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much, Kat. It was a real pleasure to join you in this beautiful session. And I think you brought three really, if not more, really valuable practices to help us get out of our heads and into the body, or especially the emotional, the heart. So thank you for that. And also to mention, yes, we support each other and you've been a massive support to me. So I want to thank you for that. If you'd like to rewatch Kat's session, it's available for 48 hours for free to watch here on the website or on Facebook as well, where we streamed this. And we'll share Kat's website links and all that under the live stream on the Tech Intimacy and Relationship group. So it's available there and she'll engage with you on that group. So if you have any questions, you know where to find her. And consider if you don't want to have access to the entire library as well, because there are lots of these sort of practices as well. And it will also support the conference, which is a co-creation of a lot of lovely humans like Kat and myself, and we've put our heart into it, and this is a way you could support us. And otherwise, enjoy coffee breaks if you want to dial in and connect with other people, because it is a weird time in the digital world, and it's nice to speak with others and use the time to process, chat, exchange, and learn from one another there. So with that, I'll just mention what's up next. And then I'll hand back to Kat with a final question. So next up is Redeeming Medea, why a child murdering mother is elevated to godly status and attains immortal life. We have Vasa Papali and Virginia Mutlia share that with us. And I'm really curious to hear their sort of conclusion of that. And then last but not least, Kat, what is your top tip to be embodied?
I have hundreds, but the one I want to share is the one that we've been practicing in the session. So hand on your heart. For me, that the biofeedback of having, you know, my hand on my heart reminds me of the bridge from, you know, head to body. And then to add to that, I would look down at the body and just say, hello. Hi, body. Hello, how are you doing? That for me is like a really easy practice for when I'm up in my head or out in other, actually, when my attention is out in the business of others and I've disconnected from myself. This, hello body. That's my top tip for staying embodied today. Thanks.
Thank you so much. And thanks everyone who was here live with us, and also those of you who tuned into the recording. And I hope to see you on other sessions throughout the conference as well. Thank you, Nastia, for your support as well.